You're going to drift around.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back now. Guy Aoki and Company, who's, yes, Todd.
I'll be at the Improv tonight.
There's something to plug.
10:30 college show.
Todd Glass going to be at the Improv, out here, the Melrose Improv. All right. Guy Aoki is coming in next with Teddy Z. Who is Guy Aoki and Teddy Z, you might ask? Well, Guy's the co-founder and president of the Media Action Network for Asian Americans. We had a little trouble with them. We're going to bring them on and clear the air. It could get ugly, but I'm hoping we bury the hatchet. Guy will come in here. He'll state his point of view. I'll explain mine, and we'll see what happens after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Remember, he knows you too.
All right, now it is time. Take care of a little unfinished business. Guy Aoki is in the studio. He's the co-founder and president of the Media Action Network for Asian Americans. He's brought along Teddy Z, who's the co-chairperson for the Asian Excellence Awards and the thing that got us into trouble in the first place, and a man about town, big producer, Teddy Z. Guy, welcome to the show. Teddy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam.
I know you've written some horrible things about me.
Me? No, it must be somebody else.
I know you assume I'm a racist because of things I've said in the past about the Asian community. Hmm. But first, let me say this. I was sort of thinking about it last night, and I realized, well, A, I've said far more good things about the Asian community, used them as an example of a group that takes care of their children, that puts an emphasis on education, that looks after their family. And I've said that many, many times. I hope you've heard that as well.
Wow. I just hear the racial slurs, Adam. That's all I hear.
Right. Sorry. But you understand comedy and doing 1,000 hours of comedy a year on radio without a script, things are going to fly out. They're going to fly out about overweight people. They're going to fly out. I've said more things about my family, more things about just about every religion and every culture than I have about Asia.
But we still feel that there's like a double standard because, you know, you can make fun of different groups, and we've heard you make fun of different groups, but you never call them by racial slurs. And you've called us Chinamen. Ooh. You've called us gook.
Yes.
And we've written repeated letters to you. I mean, you have the dubious distinction of being the person that Mana has sent more letters to in our 14-year history. And, you know, it goes back to 1997. You know, you were on K-Rock, you know,
right.
Kevin and Bean show.
Yes.
And you're making this this parody about how people should eat pies. Like, not enough people are eating pies in this country.
Yeah,
and you went to a list of all the groups that need to eat more pie. You talked about blacks and the lighthearted kind of way and all that, and Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you got to Asians, you said, you know, you never see no Chinaman eating no pie.
Mm-hmm.
So we wrote a letter and said, look, you guys, I mean, Chinaman, it's a racial slur dating back to the 1800s. Really, you shouldn't be using that word.
Well, they used to use it on a popular TV show for many years in the 70s called Kung Fu.
Right, which is in the 1800s, and that was used in a derogatory kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always been used in a derogatory kind of way.
All right, well, you know, I got to say, there is a thing, and I'm not trying to nitpick here, but obviously the N-word, unacceptable.
Right.
Some of the other words you've spoken, unacceptable. But you can say WAP, and you can say Guinea, and you can say Kraut, and there's many other terms that sort of are. So there's some that are sort of on the cusp. And sometimes, as a radio show host, I'm not trying to make excuses, but you do want to hover around wherever that division is, wherever that line is that could possibly be offensive. You do want to hover around that line, and once in a while you step over it.
Yeah, well, what I want to ask you is, you know, if we keep writing letters to you to explain to you, and you've had the K-Rock managing editor, manager of the station, telling you shouldn't use that word, and, you know, your past manager, Howard Lapidus, told you shouldn't use that word, when you use something politically incorrect. In fact, he told me, I'll give you my word, he will never use that word again,
Well, I mean, this is over an 11, 12-year period. I mean, this is thousands of hours of radio.
No one else has said as much as you.
Oh, please.
Seriously.
That cannot be true.
I'm sorry,
A couple of screw-ups over the course of 10, 11 years is not a lot. Well, do you actually think I'm racist? There's a question.
I don't know you, Adam, because I just met you now. All I know is, based on what you say about the Asian community, I mean, how you belittle the Asian community.
Oh, that is completely false.
I think the sense
I do not belittle the Asian community.
You were politically incorrect in 2000, and you said you got to hold on to those Chinamen because they're greased with kung pao chicken, and you got to hold on to them. president because they're small and they're short. And
he's a joke.
And on Loveline, you go and talk about, you know, Asian prostitutes all the time. And you talk about Asian men having small penises.
For the sake of comedy, that's all there is. I mean, I'm not saying it's all there is there's Asians. But when Big Tad comes in here, we do fat jokes. Breska comes in here, we do lesbian jokes. Jerron comes in here, we do black jokes.
Yeah, but as you said, you know you wouldn't use the N-word because you'd be fired the next day. But you still feel no reason to stop saying gook in Chinaman.
I've not said gook on this show.
You said it on Loveline.
I've said it once 6 years ago.
Isn't it once to me?
Well, maybe it is, but I don't think that's a history of using that word.
Well, I said mostly Chinaman.
But really, realistically, over the years, and by the way, and I'm sad that you only hear the slurs and the handful of them that have happened over the countless thousands of hours I've been on the radio, because the good things I've said is far outweighed that. And by the way, that's from the heart. The other stuff is just for comedic effect. I'm trying to be funny. Obviously, if I meant it, I wouldn't say it.
Can I step in here, Adam?
Yes.
Because I actually hear what you're saying, and there are a lot of people in the community who did not take offense, but there are also a lot of people who did.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel for you because you have a lot of hours you got to put on the air, and it's a struggle to always be consistently funny. And what I was disappointed at personally was I wanted to laugh. I wanted to find some humor, and I just felt like there wasn't a lot of creativity and effort that went into it.
Now, you're talking about the bit we played on this show.
Yeah, you know, and I've heard you. Yes. You're funny.
Well, you know why that one wasn't funny? Dave Damashek, the sports guy, came up with that one. I got to be honest with you.
Okay, but I'm not the expert at funny.
Right. But neither's Dave, evidently. I'm glad you brought that up, by the way, Teddy Z. We should recalibrate here for a second. What happened was about 2 months ago or so, the Asian Excellence Awards was going to be on, which Teddy Z, who's here, produced, correct?
I was involved with you.
Dave, the soon-to-be-fired Dave Damashek, thought it would be funny if we did a bit that we felt, and again, there's a couple things I want to make clear. A, not a racist bone in my body, but that's why I feel I can kid about it. I don't mean it, and there's no history of it, and I live here in Los Angeles. I was born here in Los Angeles. I always worked jobs that were either construction or at a boxing gym, all blue-collar, menial stuff, and always worked with people other than Caucasian, and I've never had a problem with anyone ever.
The following week, you had John Cho on the show, and it was great, and he loves you, and you are a supporter of Asians. But there are times when you do step over the line.
Well, I think part of the problem is yes, there are times when Dave steps over the line. I agree with you.
You know what? We'd love to have you at one of the awards show so that
you can provide enough security.
Sorry, we can't guarantee that.
I would love to be there.
No, because see, you know, there's some
guy
really
up on the balcony
people
with his hat turned backwards looking for a clean shot.
Quentin Tarantino was there. He was hilarious, as was Rob Schneider and Bobby Lee. And you know what? I'd want you and your writers to come and really get some great material out of it that everybody can laugh at. And the problem is, right now, yeah, you're going to make some mistakes. Mm-hmm. And if you make mistakes with the Asian American community, unfortunately, because of this incident, you're going to pay the price. Nobody wants you to pay.
Well,
we want you to succeed. We want everybody to get along. We want you to be funny.
Right. Well, I got to say.
It was a hard battle for the Asian American community because you were an easy target. If Dave had come up with something really hilarious, Guy and I would be arguing about
it. I know. It's sad.
At least one of us could laugh and then say, oh, God,
well,
this is a tough battle.
Here's the thing.
What I want to make clear, Adam, is we're not saying you can't make fun of Asian American people. We have a sense of humor.
Thank
you.
Christ.
Sometimes people ask us, you know, do you want us not to make fun of Asian Americans? And I said, no. We want to be included in the mix. This is
right.
As we want to be seen on television and in motion pictures. But when you get in trouble is when you generalize about the Asian American community, when you make them out to be foreigners, this kind of thing. Because this is something that we fight all of our lives. You know,
well,
some of us have been in this country for four generations, like myself and my family. And yet,
yes,
because of our Asian face, people automatically think foreigner. And so when you go ching chong, as you did in January,
yes,
that hurts people to the quick. And that kind of stuff is fighting words for our community.
Well, there's a couple of things. One is a lot of communities, obviously people aren't as well versed in what's offensive to your community as you are who reside in that community. There's a lot of times when people said, and they said to me when we were done, you know, you say ching chong, that's like the N-word. And I was shocked. I was. And obviously, if I thought for a second or knew in advance, ching chong was equivalent to the N-word for the Asian community, I never would have okayed the bit because, first off, I don't want any trouble. And secondly, why do I want to give the equivalent to the N-word to people I respect?
Okay, but we already sent you two letters saying you shouldn't use Chinaman. You keep using it. Then what's your excuse for it?
Well, how long has that been?
1997, 2000, 2002?
This is the stuff I caught. This is many years
ago.
This is
the stuff I caught.
Well, you got a pretty good HEPA filter on you, though.
We're going to take this opportunity to go forward.
Yes.
And
please, Guy, let's move forward
to clear the air.
I want to say this, by the way. I don't want to send you guys in a different direction. But if I was you, I would set my sights on these Mazda TV commercials. Have you seen these ones? They have the engineers from the three different car manufacturers. They got the head engineer from Nissan, Toyota, and Honda. Two white guys and a black guy. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. You've never seen this commercial? Guy, come on, buddy.
Skip the commercials, man, like everybody else. And skip the commercials.
Oh, well, listen, that's why I'm outraged for the Asian community that there's not an Asian engineer for Honda, Nissan, or Toyota. But I don't want to digress.
Can you be our spokesperson for that issue? That'll be great.
Yes. Yes, I will.
That'd be terrific, man.
Well, there's a very good example. No, seriously.
You can lead the protest outside your building.
I have yelled on my Comedy Central TV show and on this TV show. You guys are doing a long-running commercial spot. You have three engineers for Nissan, Toyota, and Honda, two white guys and a black guy. There's not an Asian guy in this mix. I'm outraged, and I've said that many times.
Well,
now,
thank
you don't
God.
Hear that. You hear the
thank
slurs. God. But thank me, Guy.
Thank you, Adam.
Okay, Guy.
No, I'm curious, though. So, you know, you deny that you have this bias towards us. So now that we brought these things to your attention,
yes.
What can we expect from you in the future? Are you going to do ching chong, ching chong? Are you going to do China?
No, well, first off, again, I'm not a racist. I'm a comedian. And it's like if I said, whoa, that Dakota Fanning looks hot, I'm making a joke. You can't call me a pedophile.
Okay.
You know, I have to do something. And I realize words can hurt, but please understand, I'm a comedian, please understand, I had no idea. Ching chong, to most round eyes, as we call ourselves, are just a simple nursery school, whatever, make fun of rhyme. It means nothing to us. We don't know certain things, and I'm glad you've enlightened us.
Well, I don't think I'm here to accuse you of being a racist,
mm-hmm.
but I think a lot of people were offended by what you said.
Well, for that, we apologize. And I do mean we apologize.
And really,
again,
really, you're shooting yourself in the foot because you're in a lot of these cities where there's a very big Asian population.
Right.
And you can't afford to lose people that could be your family.
But you know what? I'm in cities where there's a lot of white people, a lot of Mexican people, a lot of Jews, a lot of blacks, a lot of Catholics, a lot of Muslims. And mm-hmm. I make fun of them, too. And I'm not worried about them losing it because, to me, they know I'm not that guy. And as long as they know I'm not that guy, then I'm free to speak my mind. And I hope everyone who hears me in the future and in the past knows that I have nothing against the Asian community, obviously.
I'm just saying you have a reputation.
You're really funny and you have talent.
Thanks.
And I've been around a lot of comedians. I've done movies with Will Smith and Kevin James, Matthew Perry, Damon Wayans. All these guys, they don't rely on offending Asian Americans.
But they didn't have Dave Damashek working for them.
You don't keep blaming Dave? Or
this one, I mean, to be honest, again, my name is on the show. I'm responsible for everything that goes on the air.
Just be funny.
I agree, but to call me a racist.
I never called you a racist.
All right, to imply that I'm racist over a bit that I didn't conceive, I didn't plan, I didn't record, and had no part of, I would say that's weak evidence for the racist argument.
Nobody
I'm not trying to pass the buck. I should have listened to it. I should have researched it. I should have. But, again, it's not me who did the bit.
Yeah, but Adam, I don't... Okay.
Yes.
Now I don't want to let you slip away here, okay? Because you were called for comment for weeks after the incident. And you, as producer and as the name of the show, did not step up and take responsibility.
Right.
You had to have advertisers, seven of your money-paying advertisers threatened to walk away and threaten the livelihood of your show.
Yes. They did walk
and,
away.
And so but all I'm saying is, Adam, you don't want to have that happen, and you don't either.
No, I understand,
so
and it would be...
responsibility, not on Dave. It's funny. Dave's a good guy. He's funny. Nobody's saying he's a racist. Nobody's saying you're a racist. All we're wanting to do here is to say, from you, hear you say, that's cool. Please understand, I want to try comedy. I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to give it my best shot. But you're trying to wiggle here, and it just makes me uncomfortable as a business person. If I were your manager, I'd say, Adam, come on, have some fun, take your licks, and move on.
Well, let me explain a few things. I know we're running very late here. One is there's a protocol. You don't just pick up the phone and get anyone to just apologize. If it's me, if it's Howard Stern, whoever it is, you don't do it. They're channels it goes through. It
doesn't to take those channels, Adam. When I heard you were taking over Howard Stern in the fall, I called your publicist six times in November and December.
Right.
I left an email. I sent an email to your manager. I called him twice.
I don't have a manager.
They blew me off. Well, now
well
I
yes,
now
that's,
I know
that's what
but
they do.
Blew you off.
Okay.
And so what I'm trying to say is
I know, but they don't even tell me. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you ought to get better publicists and better managers.
Because they could have avoided this. CBS told
They could have avoided
no,
this.
No, CBS, okay, CBS
so
told me.
All it took was for you.
No, I'm talking about my manager and my publicist.
Once you realized that there was an issue, what happened was it took the force and might of the community to get you to move. We don't want to do that.
No, I understand.
We'd rather have you say yes.
I agree. I'm not trying to cut you off. We're just pressed for time. I do want to say no. I'm not trying to pass the buck to Dave Damashek, even though that's what it sounded. All I was saying, just to explain myself, is I didn't conceive that bit.
Oh,
so therefore,
but you did the other four or five.
Yes, I copped to those readily. I just don't want you to think I'm a racist. Number one, number two, I don't want you to think I have anything but the utmost respect for the Asian community, and always have, and have spoken about it many, many times. Number three, as far as the things go, where CBS, whatever. Yes, I was aware you guys called them, but they said let us handle this, and they say let us handle this when everybody calls, and I say fine, handle it. That's what happened. And then they called back and they said, now we have a problem. And I said, fine, what do you want me to do? And they said, well, Guy Aoki, this and that. And I said, let's have him on the show. Let's air it out. And here you are.
I'm actually glad this happened.
Me too.
Because we're here and everything's cool. And I'm confident that in the future...
Listen,
you're gonna show your.
We got to end the show. Can we just continue the conversation after we
absolutely.
The show's way over.
Listen, I'm sorry, guys. Thanks for coming on. I hope we've settled this and cleared the air. I will try my best. I have if I get out of line, we will have a one-on-one dialogue about it. But don't count on. And Guy, come on. Lighten up. Now have a sense of humor.
I have a sense of humor. When you're funny, I'll laugh.
All right. Well, you'll be waiting a while. All right. I want to thank everyone that came in, including Guy and Teddy Z. We'll be back in about 22 hours. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.